From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Climate negotiators have been split up into smaller groups of the talks in Copenhagen in hopes of making progress on many outstanding issues. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Copenhagen.
The talks involve more than 190 nations, and since the United Nations works by consensus, progress is slow. Denmark's Connie Hedegaard, who presides over the meeting, said in a news conference she's frustrated about how little progress has been made in meetings leading up to the summit over the past 2 years.
Now we must bring this to an end, or it could continue endlessly, just getting even more complicated for each conference we have.
Well over 100 world leaders are planning to come to Copenhagen for the talks over the next 3 days. Organizers hope that unprecedented interest in global warming will create the pressure that's needed to reach an agreement. Richard Harris, NPR News, Copenhagen.
In Pakistan, a huge explosion tore through a central market in the city of Dera Ghazi Khan in the Punjab province. The bombing killed at least 20 people. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The explosion laid waste to a vast area in Dera Ghazi Khan, detonating near a taxi stand outside the home of a local politician, Zulfikar Khosa. The senior member of the Muslim League Party, led by the former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, said his family residence, which was partially damaged, was the target, but that remains to be determined. A dozen shops in a nearby market were flattened, and television images show entire blocks reduced to rubble. Two senior law enforcement officials said the explosion was caused by a suicide bomber whose limbs were found at the scene. Recently, militants have carried out several attacks in the southern Punjab, demonstrating their reach. Provincial authorities are under pressure to crack down on militant networks that have exploited the poor villages and Islamic boarding schools of the area for new recruits. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Thai arms inspectors today began sifting through some 35 tons of weapons seized from a cargo plane that made an unexpected stop over the weekend in Bangkok on its way from North Korea. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Thai authorities impounded the plane and its cargo on Saturday after a tip-off from U.S. officials. The five-member crew insist they believe their cargo was oil drilling equipment. Thai officials suggest otherwise. They say the cargo includes missile launchers, rocket-propelled grenades, and components for surface-to-air missiles. The plane's intended destination remains a mystery, but the North Koreans can't be happy. Arms sales are a major source of hard currency for North Korea's cash-strapped regime, whose nuclear arms program and repeated missile tests prompted the UN to impose tighter sanctions against the regime in June that prohibit the sale of arms or weapons-related material. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton yesterday praised Thailand's decision to seize the aircraft and its contents, saying it proved that tighter sanctions against North Korea are working. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down by 41 points. This is NPR News. Wells Fargo is joining other big banks in paying off the loans the U.S. provided to bail them out when the international financial system was collapsing more than a year ago. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Cy Musiker reports.
Wells Fargo executives say the bank will issue $10.4 billion worth of common shares to help it repay the full $25 billion it borrowed from the Troubled Asset Relief Program. Wells CEO John Stumpf noted in a statement that the Treasury Department also got $1.4 billion in dividends on its investments. Wells is playing catch-up now with its bigger rivals, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Citigroup, all of which have announced plans to pay off their loans. But just over a year ago, Wells was in decent financial shape, and the U.S. Treasury Department had to insist that Wells executives take the bailout so that lenders wouldn't shun the weaker banks. For NPR News, I'm Cy Musiker in San Francisco.
Golden Globe nominations were announced this morning, and leading the field with 6 nominations was the recession-era tale Up in the Air. It received a Best Drama nomination as well as acting honors for George Clooney, Vera Farmiga, and Anna Kendrick. Other drama nominations went to Avatar, the Iraq War tale The Hurt Locker, the World War II saga Inglourious Basterds, and the Harlem drama Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. The musical Nine came in second with 5 nominations. Also competing for musical or comedy are the romance 500 Days of Summer, The Hangover, and Meryl Streep's It's Complicated, and Julie and Julia. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.